right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Greetings from the Garden State. I'm your host, Mike Hamm. We are here in Hoboken, New Jersey today. We've actually recorded another episode of the show with the Hernandez twins in this same room, basically. This building might have the same amount of, like, the most star power of any building in the state. So, really pumped about this. So, we're here today with Alexandra Lockman. She's Miss New Jersey USA. Lexi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, so excited to have you. And I'm just going to do it again. So it's like, it's funny because I'm definitely taller than you, but just like sitting here, the posture way better. And like, I'm slouching just, but you got to practice, right?
Yeah. I always have to be pageant ready.
Exactly. This just makes me laugh. Okay. So you just recently won Miss New Jersey USA back in April, correct?
Yes. So I won Miss New Jersey USA on April 3rd. And it actually took me 7 tries to win. I started competing 10 years ago. I took some time off in between my journey, but it has been such a dream come true, and I'm so honored to be your Miss New Jersey USA.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. So we were talking a little bit off mic and just kind of doing some homework on you before we did this interview. So you're a first-generation Ukrainian...
American,
right?
Yes. Yeah, so my dad and my grandparents were actually born in Odessa, Ukraine, and they immigrated to this country in the 80s. Russian was actually my first language. I didn't learn English until I was 5 years old, fun fact. But, you know, the
5 years old?
5 years old.
Were you like in school?
I was in preschool and I did not understand anything that they were saying. Yeah. I would cry because I just wanted my mom to come pick me up
If I was in the same boat, I would be like super upset.
And then one day I just woke up and started speaking English out of nowhere. I have no idea. My mom tells this story and I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, literally just,
like literally just started talking English.
Well, just like a sponge, like the mind that age, just a sponge picking it up from your, you know, classmates or teacher or whatever.
Exactly. And that's why they wanted me to learn Russian first, because it's harder to learn a second language.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then, all right, so you're born here, raised here.
Yes.
And kind of take me, like, in New Jersey, right? You've been in New Jersey your whole life.
Yes. Yeah. I was born in a hospital in Flushing, Queens, but I moved straight to New Jersey, like
we got
to
get out of Queens.
Yeah, like it was just the hospital that my mom wanted was going to.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jersey.
Where in Jersey?
Old Bridge, New Jersey. Okay. So all my life, I lived in Old Bridge. I went to, you know, elementary through high school at Old Bridge. So and then I went to college at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City for 4 years, and then I lived there for 2 more years. So I was there for 6 years, and now I'm back in Jersey living in Hoboken.
Yeah. I feel like this whole timetable thing, there's so much stuff packed into it, but it's like not that long of a timeline.
It's
crazy.
When you're young, you got to do it all, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Fill it up. Right. So, awesome. So, okay. You move, to Hoboken when?
In June of 2020.
Oh, okay. So right after the world shut down, basically. Right. So that's perfect timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Needed a change. Yeah, didn't want to be home anymore.
When everyone was getting out of here, you were just like, I'll go
honestly,
that way.
Honestly, the rent prices were amazing. Yeah. Even now, this is our second place in Hoboken, and we got a great COVID deal for 2 years. So
amazing.
Not complaining.
And then I'm assuming you like living in Hoboken.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like Jersey people. There's nothing like New Jersey. I loved the city, but coming back to New Jersey, I just feel like, you know, this is my home. I feel so much more comfortable here, and everyone's so friendly. Everyone's one big community, and I loved being able to represent Hoboken on the Miss New Jersey USA stage and bringing the title to Hoboken, and now, you know, hopefully I'll be able to bring the title of Miss USA to New Jersey.
That'd be cool.
New Jersey's never won before.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
So
that's crap.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
I know.
They should win every year. But I think it would be amazing, and then obviously if you won that, then we'll have to do like a whole new episode, because then you'd be Miss USA.
Yes, and I'll be training for Miss Universe.
My mind is blown. So hopefully that all works out.
I hope so.
Like, yeah, I had Miss Universe on the show. That would be awesome. So what do you do, like, as a full-time job? Is it this is your full-time job?
No. This is not my full-time job, but it's basically a full-time job. Sure. But outside of that, I work in digital marketing at Newell Brands. Fun fact, my office is literally the next block over.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So this literally worked out perfect.
It worked out perfectly.
Yeah,
I was already living in Hoboken before I got the job, but it worked out. And I do digital marketing there. So Newell Brands is a Fortune 500 company. They own a bunch of brands that you probably have heard of. Yankee Candle, Graco, just to name a few. I work on their apparel side of things. So I work on all of their, campaign activations throughout the year. All of that is me. So it's awesome. A lot of fun.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And then I'm assuming the fashion, the FIT background kind of plays into that, right? No?
To an extent. I mean, creatively.
That's what happens when you assume. But,
creatively, yes, but because I did more of a marketing focus, all of that is applied to what I do now.
Gotcha. And then, so you also mentioned when we were talking about when you won Miss New Jersey USA, that was like a lifelong dream of yours. So kind of when in the timeline did that bug start? And then when did you start pursuing that seriously, I guess?
Yeah, so it was actually when I was 17 years old, I competed for the Miss New Jersey Teen USA pageant. And so before that, I competed in smaller pageants and I had won one of them, but I just really wanted something bigger. I wanted to gain more confidence in myself. I wanted to really, my dream was to compete for this organization. And so I did it and I was first runner up. So for that specific year, there were about 80 girls that I was competing with.
This is the teen one.
This was the teen one,
okay.
Correct.
The first one you've ever done.
In this organization,
got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was first runner up, and so I knew, this is for me. I placed so high my first time doing it. I need to keep doing it because I know that, I will compete at that Miss USA stage one day.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I aged out that year, and so I couldn't compete in teen again. And so the only thing that I can do was either take a year off and continue to grow or compete for Miss. And so at 18 years old, I decided to do Miss not because I wanted to win, but because I wanted to see what the clear difference was between the two categories.
Sure.
And I got fourth runner-up.
Okay.
Now, for Miss, on average, New Jersey actually is a very large state when it comes to contestants. We had around 120 girls.
Wow.
So at 18 years old, competing with, accomplished women who knew what they wanted to do with their lives, had careers, and I was just literally starting college, not knowing what I would want to do, have no real life experience whatsoever. And so I was really proud. And so that's kind of how the bug developed, because I wanted to keep on going.
Yeah. And then, so you said that it was seven times in Miss New Jersey USA, right?
Yeah. So I did it three more times after I got fourth runner up, and I was first runner-up, third runner-up, always somewhere within the top five.
Yeah. Is that, frustrating?
It's frustrating, for sure.
So how long does that process take? And now we're talking about it. I know we're going to talk about it in the second segment. We're going to get deeper into it. But, from the time the contest starts.
Yes.
I don't know, is it a contest? Is that the
best? It's a pageant.
Pageant. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. So from the time the pageant starts to the time the pageant ends, how long of a time frame is that?
So for states, it starts on a Friday and it ends on a Sunday. So Friday is when we have our interview.
Sure.
Saturday is when we have our preliminary competition. So that's when every contestant competes in swimsuit and evening gown. And then Sunday, that's when you take your scores from interview and prelims.
Got
and
it.
Then the girls with, the highest scores, those are the ones that make it into the semifinals.
Yep.
Then those girls recompete in their swim and evening gown. Then from there, semifinalists are probably between 15 to 20, depending on, how many girls you have.
Yeah.
Then they narrow it down to a top five. You get a top five question, and then they narrow it down to a winner.
Wow.
So it's fast. It goes by really fast.
Yeah. But I'm assuming the process before that takes
the preparation.
The prep. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Let's say the prep. For a second. I feel like that's a big thing, and I want to make sure we give it the time that it needs. But that's really cool. I think that's... Oh, so sorry. So a bunch of just almost wins. Mm-hmm. We're talking about like how frustrating that could be at times.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also a really good accomplishment as well because, sure. you know, so many, you're competing with yourself, but also so many girls. So you want to be the best version of yourself. And so, yes, it could be frustrating, especially when you get first runner up. It's almost as if you don't want to be first runner up because you were that close.
Literally.
And I was actually first runner up 50% of the time that I did it.
Wow.
Yeah, so I seriously thought that I had the first runner-up curse, and that exists.
Yeah.
That exists. But after college, in my senior year of college, that's when I competed, and I got third runner-up, and then I said, you know what, I need to just stop, you know, because I was just, like, stuck in a rut. I was constantly doing this, and it was just, like, almost as if the pageant would end, and now I'm thinking about the next year's pageant, and I needed to focus on other things.
Sure.
I needed to focus on my career. You know, I was graduating. I needed to focus on being financially independent. And, you know, pageantry is not everything. You know, it's a stepping stone to get you to the next part of your life. And you need to just be yourself and know yourself. And so I got stuck, and so I needed to take myself out of that.
Yeah.
So I took 3 years off. I didn't know if I was going to come back. I ended up getting a wonderful career. I was living in the city, like I told you.
Yep.
And then I had just moved to Hoboken and got into a very serious relationship. And so I was so happy with who I was that I didn't need the pageant. But at the end of the day, there's an age limit to you. Once you're 28, you age out, and that's it. You can't do it anymore. You're done.
Yeah.
And you only live once.
Right.
So
YOLO.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That used to be a thing.
So I said, you know, you can't live life with any regrets. You can't live life unfulfilled. And so that kind of is what encouraged me to come back. And it was a huge risk putting yourself back into that industry when you literally have not been in there for so long. It's like relearning how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
So I came.
Learn how to sit again.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anything. And so I came back into it last summer. That's when the 2021 pageant was. And again, I got first runner up. So I was, again, a little frustrated, a little proud, whatever the story is.
Yeah.
I wanted to be that girl that took a break and came back and won it all. But that wasn't my story. But then they announced that the pageant was going to be in April, so it wasn't even a full year. Everything was pretty much fresh, and so changed my mindset, changed my view of things, and said this was practice. I hadn't done it
like in a dry run.
Exactly.
Yeah. Didn't even want to win that first time.
Exactly. I wasn't really ready. The sixth time, I wasn't really ready. I thought I was.
Yeah.
And so just having that mentality, coming back into it this year, it took the pressure off myself, saying like I was going to be that girl that came back and won it all. And so I created my own story and came back and won it all.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's perfect. And you said this is your first ever podcast episode.
Yes.
That's a perfect segue into segment two, when we're going to talk about, excuse me, like the winning time.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a first break of this episode.
Okay.
So this is the Greetings from the Garden State podcast. I'm Mike Ham. We're here in Hoboken, New Jersey today with Miss New Jersey USA, Lexi Lockman. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Mike Ham here. I hope you're enjoying this episode with Miss New Jersey USA, Lexi Lockman. To learn more about the show, myself, or to listen to all of our other great episodes, make sure to head to greetingsfromthegardenstate.com. And if you like what you hear, make sure you like, subscribe, and leave us a review on your favorite listening platform. Now back to the show. All right, we're back for segment two of this episode of Greetings from the Garden State. I'm Mike Ham. We're here in Hoboken, New Jersey today with Miss New Jersey USA, Lexi Lockman. So in the first segment, we kind of learned a little bit about your background. The first six attempts at Miss New Jersey USA. And now we're going to get to the seventh time, you know, the seven lucky number. Seven's
lucky
the lucky
number. Seven.
Exactly. Take me through maybe, because we talked a little bit in the first segment about kind of like the process of getting prepped for something like this.
Yes.
Let's go through that first so people kind of know the time, energy, and effort that it takes to do what you accomplished back in April.
Yeah, so I mean, when it comes to me, I love to dedicate and put all my energy into something that I want. I'm very goal-oriented and I'm very hardworking. I think that just stems from my upbringing since, you know, I am a child of immigrants.
Sure.
So they always had to work hard and that's what they taught me. So I think that plays a big role in my preparation, but it's funny because, you know, people don't understand the attention to detail that you really need to put into when it comes to preparing for a pageant, but it's like preparing for anything, a big job that you want, the Olympics, anything of that sort. So obviously there's your interview portion. You actually only get 3 minutes with the judges, so you have to make a very big, lasting impression within 3 minutes.
And is that like a, like just you and the judges? And
that's, it's you and a panel of judges,
there's
yes.
no, like, nobody watches that.
Nobody watches that. It's like 7 judges, and you literally only get 3 minutes with them. And so you basically have to, you know, sell yourself to them, but also be real and not rehearse.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of inner work of knowing yourself and knowing your opinion on things and, you know, knowing what you like and what you don't like. So and showing how you can be a role model and a representative for your state. So that's one big thing that goes into the preparation. Another thing is your wardrobe, because you obviously have an evening gown that you wear and also your swimsuit. And that brings me to my last point, which is your walk, right? You need to walk confidently in your evening gown. You need to walk sexy in your swimsuit.
Right.
And you just, it's a pageant, you know, at the end of the day. So, and then there's your final question, which you have to do well under pressure and answer.
Because you don't know what you're going to get.
You have no idea what you're going to get.
I think I saw in the video, you like had to pick the card out of the thing and then you gave it to the person and she read it.
Yep.
And then, yeah.
You have no idea what you're going to get, but a lot of it is not necessarily what you say, but how you say it.
Yeah.
And you want to be confident. So a lot of preparation in that sense. And that's something that I've been working on, you know, for the past 10 years. So actually going into it this year, that's not what I focused on. What I really focused on was my mindset.
Yeah.
Because when you're in a competition, it is so easy to compare yourself to your competition.
Yeah.
Look at what other women are doing. Look at what they're wearing. I mean, typically when you're interviewing for a job, you don't know who you're up against.
Yeah.
It's all, you know,
right.
just you only think about yourself.
Yep.
But now when you're in a pageant, you're rehearsing with all these other girls.
You said like 120, right?
120 for Miss. And you're waiting for your interview with these girls. So you see, and there's nothing else that you can do besides look. So really focusing on my mindset. Anytime that I would, you know, think about someone else, I would have to just revert back to myself and just, you know, only think about me and why I want this, why I started. And I think ultimately that mindset is what led me to winning Miss New Jersey USA. And, you know, that's a piece of advice that I could offer to anybody if they want to compete or any other aspects of life, to stop comparing yourself to others, because you are you and no one else is you. And that's what will make you so unique.
Yeah, I think that's literally like, I think one of the answers that you gave in at least the video that I watched.
Yes.
Was like something that you're really passionate about is like the like image and social media stuff.
Yes.
And all that.
That was the question that I got is, what is the biggest issue, in my opinion, that women face today?
Yeah.
And I think that social media plays a really big role. And like you said, comparing, I mean, it all relates to one another. I think, you know, comparison kills. So I think just focusing on yourself and loving yourself, whether it's inner or exterior, you know, just love yourself and be confident in yourself.
Yeah. Awesome. Love that. Okay. So the prep's done.
Yes.
The work's put in.
Yes.
The time comes.
Yes.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It was in Parsippany, I think.
It was in Parsippany.
Yeah. All right. So like literally next door to where I live. All right. So like take me through kind of the weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of like what that whole experience was like. And if at any point you felt differently than you had the previous six times where you're just like, oh boy.
So when you got there, when I arrived, you initially start waiting for your interview. So my last name is L, so I'm actually in the middle of the alphabet. So I typically should go in the afternoon because they format your interview based by your last name.
Okay.
But for some reason, I ended up being one of the last girls to interview. I went after dinner, and I did not want to go after dinner. I mean, I know the judges won't be hangry, but I didn't want to get my interview dress dirty. It's not like I was able to change.
Are you like literally sitting there, like ready to go, and just waiting for the call?
So we were sitting in the ballroom.
Okay.
And then they say, okay, the judges are hungry. They're going to eat. We're all going to dismiss you all for dinner. Come back and like 45 minutes or so. And so I just had a power bar because I did not want to get dirty, because last year I ended up getting my interview dressed dirty, but I had already interviewed. So I can be really clumsy at times. So I did not want to risk that. Yeah. So I ended up being one of the last ones. I think I waited about 8 hours before my interview. So it was a lot. But that being said, when I actually got into my interview, and I have a really good memory, so I remember everything that they asked me.
Yeah.
All the questions that they asked me, I was just like, huh? They asked me, you know, what my favorite holiday was, what my favorite TV show was. And I was like, I'm so confused by this interview.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just have to answer it to the best of your ability, but it also showcases, you know, yourself and your character and your personality, and maybe that's what they were looking for. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe they were just tired of asking the same questions.
Like, who knows? Yeah, right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But, or maybe they already knew me. Like, I have no idea since I've done it so many times.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, okay. So that happens.
Yes.
And then you kind of go through the weekend. You do the swimsuit, right? And then the...
Yes. So after interview, we get dismissed off to bed. Saturday morning rolls around and we're just in rehearsals because we have obviously a walking pattern. They have their own production that they need to put on. So just going through that. We also had an opening number. We had a dance that we had to do in the beginning. So going through all of that. And then in the evening, it's preliminary. We also have like hair and makeup appointments throughout the day too.
Sure.
So just preparing for the prelims show. Then we do that. We go through that. All of our friends and family are there to watch, cheer you on. And then there's a dance party at night to kind of just, you know, celebrate that the prelims are over. And then the next day is finals day. And so same thing, you know, you go through rehearsals, hair and makeup, and then you start your final show.
Yeah. So, like, take me through when you got to the final two.
Mm-hmm.
And you're standing there, like, what's going through your brain?
I was convinced I was first runner up.
Yeah.
I was so convinced. I mean, when I answered my final question, I said to myself that entire weekend, I'm not looking at any pageant stuff. I'm not looking at pageant preparation things. There's nothing that I can do at this point that would change, you know, what I do, what I say. None of that. You know, I've been doing this for 10 years now.
Right.
I know myself. And so nothing's going to change. So any question that they could ask me at that point, I would just answer it being myself. And that's exactly what I said to myself right before I went on the stage. And I just said, you know, remember delivery, delivery, delivery. So I did that. And then when I answered my question, I was like, what did I just say? I think I killed that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know.
Right.
You never truly know. So when I was, you know, in that moment with my first runner up, I was just convinced that I was about to be first runner up again. And when they didn't say I was first runner up, I was just like, what just happened? I think you could see in my picture, my mouth is like wide open. I didn't think my mouth is capable of opening up that wide.
Yeah.
I was just like looking everywhere. I'm like, did this just happen? I was obviously friends with the winner too, because I was her first runner up. And she was telling me in my ear, you just won. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
And even to this moment, I mean, I'm getting chills saying this because it's so surreal. And every single day I try to process it, and it's just, it's a dream come true.
Yeah. No, it's so cool. And it just, it like to get beat basically that many times and to like just keep going for it. Like to me, that's pretty Jersey.
You know, yes, like, we're stubborn.
Like, you gotta be tough, you know? Like, you can't just roll over and die, like, when things don't go your way. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, yeah. So now the process starts, and I think we touched on it first, in the first segment, for Miss USA.
Yes.
So, like, and you've already started doing some stuff for that, so we don't know when it is.
We don't.
So hopefully we kind of, like, build some momentum to whenever it is. But like, what are some of the like responsibilities, I guess, that you have for that? And then I'll ask you my other question after that. So
Miss USA prep has started. I'm actually working with the Miss Academy. It's a sponsored pageant prep, pageant school that the president of the organization actually owns. So she offers this to all of the contestants that have won their state. So I have pageant school every Sunday. Okay. It is virtual. But they actually give you a lot of great skills, yeah, tips and tricks that, you know, maybe not necessarily you think of. I had my first lesson and they taught us, you know, tips how to do your makeup because, you know, you have to look on at all times, yeah, and you have to know how to do your own hair and makeup, which isn't, you know, I don't typically wear a lot of makeup every day. I've been working from home for 3 years.
Sure, me neither.
Yeah, exactly. So, but then they also teach you, you know, social media etiquette because social media is so important nowadays. Walking, interview. I'm really excited to work with them because I know that, yeah, you know, after one lesson, I've already learned a lot.
Right. Which is crazy to think because of, yes, how much experience you have, right, doing them yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like them. I also have a trainer that I work with, so I started doing some, you know, workouts with him. He designed the custom workout routine for me, so it's a 7-week program for the first part, and then I'll move on to the second.
Gotcha.
And we are just starting out the nutritional portion of it. We don't want to, you know, do it too far in advance because we don't know when Miss USA is, but we're thinking it'll be in the fall. So if you do it too far in advance, then you
You're
get
miserable.
Just, yeah, you get, you, I mean, you just get too hyper-focused and, yeah, that's never healthy either.
Right.
So, you know, taking small steps in healthy directions. And then you have to just start the wardrobe.
Yeah.
That hasn't started yet, but I have an idea of what I want for my Miss USA gown. And we also get a national costume. So I'll be representing something from New Jersey.
Cool.
I'm not going to spill what
it
is.
No, don't spill it.
It'll be a surprise.
And do you know, like, where it's going to be?
We have no idea where or when.
And is that, like, part of the thing? Is that, like, do they do that on purpose to keep you on your toes? Or is it just kind of like, we just don't know yet?
I think that they're just trying to lock down and finish, like, solidifying a few fine, oh, okay, details.
Yeah.
So that's why they're not announcing it yet.
I didn't
yet.
Know if, like, that was part of, like, the whole thing.
No,
know?
I mean, they... So we have 49 states currently crowned. We still have two more that will be crowned within the coming weeks. And I think, you know, once we have an official class of 2022, maybe that's when the announcement will come, but I have no idea.
All right, yeah.
That's my assumption.
Yeah, you don't have to, right, I don't,
yes,
get you in trouble for saying the
no,
wrong
I,
thing.
No, I literally have, yeah, no idea. Yeah. I could be completely wrong, and they could announce it in 2 months or the day before Miss USA. Yeah. Who knows?
Right. And then I guess the other question that I would have is, like, as Miss New Jersey USA, what are there, like, responsibilities that now fall on you here in New Jersey?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm a representative for my state. And so, you know, giving back to my community and working with children, working with adults, attending, you know, any kind of nonprofit organizations, that's something that I'm so passionate about. And, you know, one of my first appearances, I actually attended this prom dress and eighth grade social dress giveaway, I guess, where we were actually helping young underprivileged girls pick out their dresses for these special events. And so I put my crown on a young girl and she actually started crying when I did that. So just knowing the impact that you can have on people and, yeah, you know, young girls that look up to you and boys, you know, just makes my heart so full and I'm, yeah, honored to be able to make that kind of impact.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. And so we're going to talk more about the community again. Amazing segue in our third segment. So we're going to take our second break of this episode, our last break of this episode. So this is the Greetings from the Garden State podcast. I'm Mike Hamm. We're here in Hoboken, New Jersey today with Lexi Lockman. She's Miss New Jersey USA. We'll be right back. Hey there, Mike Hamm again. Thank you so much for supporting the show. If you enjoy what you hear and want to help us keep the show going, head to buymeacoffee.com/gardenstate. A $5 donation to the show goes a long way helping us travel around the Garden State, bringing you the best of what New Jersey has to offer. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/gardenstate. Now back to the show. All right, we're back for segment 3 of this episode of Greetings from the Garden State. I'm Mike Hamm. We're here in Hoboken, New Jersey today with Miss New Jersey USA, Lexi Lockman. So first segment, we learned all about you. Second segment, we learned the path and how you won the most recent Miss New Jersey USA pageant back in April, and kind of what the future holds right now for Miss USA and all that. But in our third segment, our final segment for every episode, which is my favorite segment, is our community segment. And we kind of talked a little bit off mic, so I know kind of what we're going to talk about here. But it just, to me, it's cool because, like you said, in towards the end of the second segment, the impact that you can have mm-hmm. as Miss New Jersey USA on kids and, like, really anybody.
Right.
And, you, like, being a representative of your state, like you said, I mean, you have gravitas now, you know? Like, you got the sash, you got the crown, you got the whole thing going on. But take me through some of the stuff that, like, you're passionate about and stuff that you're working on now to kind of be a part of the community and help certain communities.
Yeah, so I actually have a little brother. He is 6 years younger than me. His name is Joseph. And when he was born, he was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy. So it's SMA is what I will refer to it as.
Sure.
What that means is that it's a genetic disease. It's a physical disease. And so his muscles progress or weaken over time. So he uses a motorized wheelchair to get around. This does not affect him cognitively whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Every case is different. So he luckily, you know, can eat, can breathe on his own. So he's a special, unique case. But because he can't walk, there's actually no cure for the disease. And so it has encouraged me to really get involved with the nonprofit organization Cure SMA. This organization's amazing, and they are dedicated to not only providing support for people who are affected by this disease, but also, you know, supporting scientific research to ultimately find a cure, to be able to see people that are affected by SMA be able to walk. And, you know, throughout the years, there has been a lot of progression. There's now different kind of scientific
it's time for the interview.
No, it's a reminder to call my grandma.
Oh,
I call her every week.
Wow, that's amazing. That just made my heart feel good. I gotta call my grandma on the way home.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I forgot.
Yeah.
But anyway, there have been different scientific discoveries that can help slow the progression, which he takes one. It's called Spinraza. But there's also ones that are now available to young kids, you know, under the age of 2 that, you know, they can actually start walking because okay. those muscles haven't weakened yet.
Yeah.
So
like
there's
out in front of it almost.
Right. Exactly. So there's small strides that have been made, but there is no cure yet. So
okay.
that's my main goal, to help find a cure. So I'm actually...
Sorry. And Cure SMA is a national organization?
It is a national
okay,
organization,
cool.
and I am the communications chair for the New Jersey chapter. So
okay.
what that means is, besides obviously running their social media, but I help put on different events throughout the state that, you know, bring everyone from New Jersey together. I basically want everyone with spinal muscular atrophy, or even, you know, parents, family, friends, to know that they're not alone
yeah.
and know that these people with SMA are capable of doing anything that they set their minds out to do. I think it's, you know, it could be very difficult for someone with a physical disability to, you know, play a sport or be able to do what kids their age are doing,
sure.
but I want to be able to show that, you know, you can still be very accomplished. You can be a graphic designer. You can be, you know, host of your own podcast. You
yeah.
can be very successful.
Right.
And a physical disability should not stop you from doing that. So as within my role, I like to highlight people with SMA to show how amazing and, you know, driven that they are,
yeah.
that this way they can inspire others like them to have a goal and be passionate about something. So that's one of my responsibilities. Another one, like I said, is organize different events that I can help generate revenue to support scientific research
yeah.
because I want to be able to help find a cure. So one of our biggest events that we have is a walk and roll. We have this every year, and that's when a lot of people from, you know, New Jersey come together and we walk and roll to help find a cure. So
yeah.
it's a big charity that we do. It's a lot of fun. I believe ours this year is October 1st.
Okay.
So I'll be working on that this year. But
right.
I've done a lot of just like smaller events. I actually had one a few weeks ago at the Madison in Hoboken where
yep.
From 5 to 9 p.m., 15% of the proceeds that anybody, you know, dined there went to Cure SMA. So I'm always doing something for the organization, and they're really great.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I love that. And we'll have to talk more off mic about ways that we can get involved and try
yeah.
to help out with that. So
that would be amazing.
Yeah. And then obviously, you know, we talked about how you're a first generation Ukrainian American. Obviously, that's a big thing right now. Mm-hmm. So like, are you involved in that in any way?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm very affected by what's going on because that's where my roots are. Like I said before, you know, my dad was born there, my grandparents were born there, and so I could just see it in his eyes how it affects him. So me wanting to be able to do anything that I can in my power, whether it's, you know, educating people that this is still going on, this is not ended, and although, you know, news outlets maybe aren't heightening it as much as they were in the beginning of the war, it is still happening, and people are still unfortunately dying, people are away from their home. They may not ever have their home again. So I've been working with UNICEF. I actually attended a boxing class where all the proceeds that we had went to UNICEF to, you know, help those people that don't have a home, provide food for them, home for them, whatever the case may be. And I'm also giving a speech on July 15th for the Love and Care organization. They've been very actively involved with providing food for those who had to leave their homes. Yeah. So I'll be speaking on their behalf of explaining, you know, my story and how I'm affected and everything that they've been doing. So I plan on doing so much more, but those are just two big things.
I mean, those are two amazing things. Like, sometimes I think I don't have enough time in the day, and then you're telling me that you can make it happen. Like, you know, it's amazing. So I, you know, respect for all the stuff that you're doing. It's
awesome. Thank you.
Can we also just talk about, like, the Miss New Jersey USA, Miss USA communities as well, and just, like, how that process goes? Because you said, like, when you won, the previous winner was there, and you were her first runner-up, and she was like, you won, I'm so happy. Like, take me through, like, that, and, like, maybe the relationships that you built with them kind of over the last several years.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very unique sisterhood, and it's so special to me. I think all the women that compete within the organization are so driven and so ambitious, and it excites me to meet them, because not only do I get to meet, you know, women from all around New Jersey, my home state, but a lot of girls do come back and compete again, and so it's exciting to get to see them. You get to meet people that may be in the same, you know, career industry and field as you, or you get to meet people that just share a similar goal as you. So the winner from last year, I actually hung out with her all throughout the weekend just because, you know, her and I clicked and we bonded and we enjoyed each other's presence. And so when she won, I was able to be happy for her and cheer her on at Miss USA. And then now that I won, she's able to do that for me. So, I mean, all the women, past winners, or even just girls who vie for the title of Miss New Jersey USA, or whatever reason why they want to do it, it takes a lot of courage, and I admire that strength to just put yourself out there, because not everyone can say, I competed in a swimsuit in front of hundreds of people.
Yeah, I would never do that.
It's very admirable, and I'm proud of every single woman that puts themselves out there. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, it is amazing. And I think it's so cool. And this episode so far has been amazing. So I really appreciate you coming on. So did we hit everything? Did we miss anything?
I mean, I can talk forever, so.
I mean, so could I, but you know, I'm sure people can't listen for forever. But this was so great. So if people want to, like, go and learn more about you and Miss USA and Miss New Jersey USA and all that kind of stuff, like, what are some places you would recommend that they go to do that?
Yeah, well, being in the digital marketing field, obviously, I'm on social media.
Of course.
You guys can follow me on Instagram or TikTok. My personal is Alexandra Lockman, and then my professional is Miss NJ USA.
Okay. And then the stuff for Cure SMA.
Yes.
Where can people go to, like, learn more about that stuff and events that are happening and ways that they can support it?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So the Cure SMA Instagram, the official one for New Jersey is Cure SMA NJ. And then if you also want to follow the headquarters, the main organization, not just the chapter, that's just CuresMA.org.
Okay, cool. And then I'm assuming there's, like, websites and stuff, but you probably get that through socials.
Yes, CuresMA.org is the official website.
Got it. Yeah, I want to make sure that we put that in there because, you know, we do a lot of nonprofits on the show, but, like, all of them have, like, really cool stories and really cool reasons why they're doing what they're doing, and this is no different. So I want to make sure that we plug that too. So I'll make sure that I put all your stuff, all that stuff, in the show notes. Was there stuff for the stuff that you're doing for the Ukrainian stuff, or is that
kind of.
That's just, yeah, those are larger organizations like UNICEF.
Yeah, and, Mike. So awesome. So I'll make sure that I put that stuff in the show notes. So if people do want to check, you know, your stuff out, if they want to check out Cure SMA, they can go do that. Just click down there. I'll put my email address in the show notes as well, which is Mike at Greetings from the Garden State. And the website for the show is greetingsfromthegardenstate.com. Lexi, thank you so much for doing this with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very unique episode. We haven't done anything like this before. And you know, your first podcast episode ever. So I hope it went as well as you thought it was going to.
It was awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
No, of course, of course. And so just for everybody to remember, this has been the Greetings from the Garden State podcast. I'm Mike Hamm. We were here today in Hoboken, New Jersey with Miss New Jersey USA, Alexandra Lockman. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, everyone. You're all